Alrighty, everybody, welcome back to another episode of the KSL.com Game Center podcast. It is Friday, April 7th, and we are coming at you with a little bit of off-season college basketball news. As many of you might know, there's been not only some turnover as far as players go entering the transfer portal, but also some coaching turnover, especially with some schools here in Utah, and possibly the most prominent of those being Utah State. The men's basketball team, who most recently just made the NCAA tournament, their coach, Ryan Odom, left. And so they began a coaching search. And it just so happens that today, when I was going to have our friend Jacob Nielsen on, they decided on their next head coach. So, Jacob, do you want to go ahead and break the news for us here on the podcast?
Yeah. Utah State has its 21st men's basketball coach in its history, and it's Danny Sprinkle, the Montana State basketball coach for 4 years. He comes to Logan, and you know, it's a big day for the Aggies. It's the news needed to come. I was told that we could expect it by the end of the week. I think the fan base was getting really restless, especially with all the players that have announced they're transferring this week. And so finally they got their guy, obviously Ryan Odom. He bolted to VCU, and a week later, Danny Sprinkle. He's a West Coast guy. He's familiar with the area. He's a dogged recruiter. So I think Utah State fans are going to be happy with this dude.
And just a fantastic name as well, Danny Sprinkle, right? And I know you already kind of used a little pun there in your very first story writing about him, talking about the weather up in Logan and how it's sprinkling now with this new head coach. So yeah. Certainly some fun stuff there. And like you mentioned, you know, definitely some, it seems like it's been longer than a week since Ryan Odom announced he left. Like it's been a long week. And certainly nice to have that official.
Well, Caleb, here's the reality. In this era of the transfer portal, a week in the off season for college sports is like, it's like a year in terms
yeah,
of
yeah.
what can happen, how quickly things can change. And you know, I think there was a little bit of frustration because there was the writing on the wall that Ryan Odom was going to look for a different job. You know, they knew that he had applied at South Florida and probably would have taken that job if the VCU job didn't open up. So I think that there was some impatience in that regard of like, hey, like, we've known for a while Odom was going to be gone. A while meaning 2 weeks or so. Let's get in. But credit interim athletic director Jerry Bovee for doing his due diligence. He, you know, he went down to Houston for the Final Four. That's where he interviewed Danny Sprinkle. And, you know, they really had to get this right. And also it's a little bit tricky right now because obviously Bovee, he's the interim, and the school president, Noelle Cockett, she's stepping down from her position at the end of June. And so there's a lot of uncertainty with the program right now. And with that, makes it tricky to hire a coach, I'd imagine, because if I don't know who my boss is going to be in a few months, do I want to take a leap of faith and go to that job? And so it says a lot, one, that Jerry Bovee was able to get a guy with the pedigree of Danny Sprinkle to come to Logan despite the uncertainty. And two, it says a lot about Danny Sprinkle of, hey, he recognizes the quality of this gig enough that he's willing to look past who the president's going to be in the next couple of months and just go for it. So I think I think there's a lot to be pleased with this hire. Sprinkle, he was, I don't have it in front of me, but he was like 85-42 in four seasons at Montana State.
Yeah.
Led him to 2 years ago, led him to the Big Sky regular season title, and they won the tournament this year. They finished second in the Big Sky, won the tournament. So back-to-back NCAA appearances. And you know, he's a West Coast guy, right? That was a concern with Ryan Odom is, just the idea that he was this mid-Atlantic guy. You know, is he grew up in North Carolina and Virginia and was coaching at UMBC in Maryland. And Odom was a great fit for the program and for the team, and he did a great job. But I don't think that Logan was the greatest fit for Ryan Odom and Ryan Odom's family. From what I've collected, I haven't spoken to Odom personally. He hasn't told me that. Straightforward, but from what I've collected, that was the consensus. The difference here is, you know, Danny Sprinkle, he He was born in Washington, grew up in Montana, graduated from Helena High School, I believe, and played at Montana State. And then he's been in the coaching tree in the West Coast his entire time, you know. Two stops at Cal State Northridge, one stop at Cal State Fullerton, and he was an assistant at Montana State before coming back and taking the head coaching job. So he's been in the Big West or the Big Sky his entire coaching career. And so he's shown a number of things with that. One, he's a West Coast guy. Two, he can recruit talent to non-talent hubs. I think that Utah, Logan, maybe a talent hub on a kind of a microcosm. Like there is an ability to get players here in-house, but you're not going to be able to recruit your entire team with local talent. He's proved in Bozeman that he can get really good guys to come to rural West Coast areas. And culturally, I think this is going to be a smooth transition. If anything, Bozeman to Logan, he's moving to the big city, right? So in that regard, that's a little bit different than, you know, Ryan Odom coming from the DC Baltimore area, you know? So I'm excited to meet the guy and kind of see more about his vision for the program, but just initial first impressions, I think that they got the right guy for the job.
Yeah, speaking of big city Logan, I know for a while the knock up there was that there were two Walmarts but no Target. Is there a Target up in Logan yet?
There's no Target in Logan.
That's too bad. Okay.
I don't know if it's ever coming. You know, they did get a Costco this year.
Yeah.
So
well, that is big time.
Yeah. Big stuff, but still no Target.
Yeah. Well, you got your coach, but you might have to wait a little bit longer for that Target fans right up in Logan. But you know, speaking of the players,
Logan's only an hour away.
That's true. And a lot of people think that you're in Ogden anyway. So, you know.
No, that's a good point.
But speaking of the players, you know, it seems like as far as the coaching hire, it seems like a good move there. It seems like they've got a great guy that can do a lot of really good things. But as you mentioned, comes into a situation that does not have the most stability, right? I think during the season, you know, the men's basketball program was seen as one of the more stable parts of this athletic department with a lot of, you know, changing and moving pieces around it. But that's not even the case now with, three players entering the transfer portal just within the last week, Max Scholga, Sean Barstow, and Stephen Ashworth. So what kind of a player pool is Danny Sprinkle arriving at?
No, on paper, it's a little bit dire right now. And Caleb, let's start with Stephen Ashworth, because he's somebody that I think most people are going to be interested in hearing my insight about. But obviously, he's been the best player on this team, the leading scorer this year, the best shooter. Not only that, like, he was one of, if not the main leaders on this team in the locker room. Just the intensity that he brought to every game. And he is somebody that it was a big blow when he announced yesterday that he was transferring. Now, I will say this about Stephen Ashworth. He was recruited by Tim Duryea. This is crazy. This is for how much success Utah State has had the past couple of years in basketball. There's been so much turnover. So he was recruited by Tim Duryea when he graduated out of Lone Peak in 2018. He was offered by Utah State first and foremost. I believe that he was offered a PWO by Dave Rose's staff at BYU. I believe that in the end, he did get a scholarship offer to BYU, but it was kind of like a little bit too late. He was already had been recruited by Utah State. He was loyal to the Aggies. Anyways, he gets back from his mission and it's Craig Smith. Craig Smith's the coach, right? So he comes in and develops a little bit. Then Ryan Odom comes in. And when Ryan Odom came in, Stephen Ashworth, he wasn't this guy that was going to be able to transfer and go to any sort of Power Five place. And obviously, he's been really loyal to Utah State. But it's been incredible to see his development with the past couple of years. And I think that Ryan Odom's offense and just culture that he brought was really, really great for Stephen Ashworth to kind of blossom into arguably the best player in the state, or at least the best guard. And so you can't blame a guy for this. Is literally would be his fourth coaching staff that he's interacted with at Utah State, his third as a player, but then, you know, the guys, Tim Duryea recruited him, right? So that's a lot of change. And so you can't fault a guy for, you know, saying, hey, is there something else out there for me? And, you know, him, he's married, he has his wife, and I think they're Utah people, right? He's from Alpine, went to Lone Peak. So certainly BYU is going to be a place that I bet he looks at. You know, it's already been reported that that was one of the schools that reached out to him, but he's going to have a lot of options. You know, VCU, obviously, where Odom has reached out to him. Gonzaga has reached out to him. John Rothstein said in a tweet, Creighton has. So, you know, he's going to have a lot of places. I mean, even Craig Smith, right, is at Utah, his former coach. So, and I would not rule out the possibility of him coming back to Logan. I'm not predicting that, but it wouldn't shock me, you know, because I think he's an intelligent guy. He's not somebody that is going to make an emotional decision. He does have real love for Logan. That doesn't mean that he's not going to look for better opportunities for himself. But I think that Danny Sprinkle and Utah State should try to stay in the picture, do everything they can to develop a relationship with Steven and try to keep him. Now, for the other guys, Max Schulga and Sean Bairstow, to my understanding, I would be very surprised if either of them came back. Max Schulga's probably a little bit more likely. He actually entered the transfer portal when Craig Smith left originally, and then Odom was able to bring it back in. But to my understanding, Sean Bairstow is probably not coming back. He's been here 4 years, done his due diligence. I think he's ready to move on somewhere else, regardless of what Danny Sprinkle can do to try to keep him. So, but that's just kind of how it lies, you know? So we'll see. Sprinkle's got some good players at Montana State. Can he bring them in? You know, what's the transfer portal going to look like? A lot of it's up in the air, and it'll be interesting to see kind of how it comes together. But the biggest loss is Steven Ashworth, right? Best player. And he's a guy that gets Utah State. You know, there's only so many players, and we've talked about this before. I think I've talked to you about it. Like, there's only so many players that can be studs on a national level, but come from an in-region place, you know? And you had guys like Sam Merrill, who was able to be at Utah State for 4 years. You know, JC Carroll was from Evanston. And so Steven Ashworth was kind of this next guy, this local kid that stayed true to the Aggies. And now he's, you know, looking on other places, and you can't blame him, but definitely a blow. Maybe they can keep him, but if not, they're going to have to be searching for some new leadership and some on-court production, obviously.
No, totally. And, you know, it's going to be an interesting next couple weeks, couple months. You know, technically the college basketball season ended last week with the national championship, but it's really become, you know, almost a year round beat to cover just with the transfer portal and all the things that go on during the off season. I think my last question that I'd love to ask you though is staying on the topic of Ashworth and then bringing in Sprinkle a little bit too. What, in your opinion, like what would Danny Sprinkle have to do or say? What's the pitch, I guess, to try and get Ashworth to stay?
So one thing I know is that Nate Dixon, he was the head assistant for Ryan Odom. He is still in Logan, and Ryan Odom's actually filled up his assistant pool, which is crazy because Nate has been with Ryan since UMBC, right? He's been his second-hand man, and so Dixon has made it clear that he wants to stay in Logan. You know, he applied for this job, did not get it, but Danny Sprinkle will meet with Nate Dixon, and I would not be surprised if Nate Dixon stays on staff. With that being said, Dixon is a guy that has really good relationships with all his players, including Steven Ashworth, to my understanding. And so that would be a little bit of continuity there if Nate Dixon stuck around. Hey, it's not a complete change. Like, you still got the head assistant. I think another thing is Sprinkle would just have to show Steven Ashworth, hey, like, I know you want to be playing with the best of the best, playing to March Madness. He'd have to convince him, hey, I think we can build a team to be competitive again next year in the conference and build an at-large case for ourselves again, you know, because, you know, Steven's only has so many years left. He has all these opportunities to go play meaningful basketball in March elsewhere. If he doesn't see an avenue to that next year in Logan, I'd be surprised if he agreed to stick around. The third thing is, and this is more speculation, but this is just the reality of our sport, right? And it's NIL. Steven Ashworth,
yeah,
be worth a lot of money, right? Wherever he ends up going in terms of what type of NIL deals the fan bases and boosters of the respective college that he goes to can offer him. And they would need some Utah State people would need to rally and, you know, pony up some substantial deals to like, hey, we want you and we're going to financially back that up. And that's just the reality of where we're at today. But if anyone is deserving of it, it would be a player like Steven Ashworth. So I think it's those three things, a little bit of continuity. Danny Sprinkle has to show him, hey, we can be competitive again next year. And then three, like, you know, if any sizable financial numbers are thrown his way through NIL, then I think that's something that he'd have to pause and take a look at, Steven.
Give me that Gosner's NIL deal. All right, that's come right. On, let's go. Hey, let's get some cheese curds.
Free chocolate milk for a year. That keep me around.
Exactly. Awesome. Well, I definitely appreciate you coming on last minute. I know it's Friday, so I will let you get to your Friday night, Jacob. I'm sure there's tons of fun things going on up in Logan on Friday nights.
Oh, you already know.
Sweet. Well, we'll catch you guys next time. Okay.